Blog Talk Radio.
1 Peter 1 and 15, as he which is hope, which hath called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Join us for another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're live on the air, so tell a friend to join us. We are talking about the age of deception, and we will be speaking from a spiritual and a natural aspect of deception. If you would like to call in, feel free to do so. We have our guest call-in number at 646-668-8633. Again, our call-in number is 646-668-8633. And our scripture for tonight is coming out of Hosea 4:6. And it says, I will destroy my people because they are ignorant. You have refused to learn, so I will refuse to let you be my priest. You have forgotten the teachings of your God, so I will forget your children. Bishop, could you open up in prayer, please?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, first of all, we want to say we thank God for everyone that is listening on tonight, and we pray that all those listening would get revelation by the Spirit. Father God, we ask you to touch their minds and their hearts, Lord, give them revelation and knowledge, Lord, that they would receive the word of God. Bring it out to them, Father, in a great and mighty way, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we also bless the people that they would be filled with your spirit and that they would see and receive the Lord in this way. Father God, we ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we just want to just thank everyone that is listening on tonight. As I said before, our topic tonight is Age of Deception, and we want you to call in. We ask you to call in. If you have some questions or you need prayer, feel free to do so. We try to set this program up in a non-traditional way. This is why we welcome your input. Amen. And as we said, the scripture on tonight is Hosea 4 through 6, coming out of God's Words translation. If you read not the King James Version, that's fine as well. Say, I will destroy my people because they are ignorant. You have refused to learn, so I will refuse to let you be my priest. Excuse me. You have forgotten the teachings of your God, so I will forget your children. You know, that is a profound, that's a strong prophecy there. And we're going to be going over some things in the Bible where the children of Israel, if you want to call them that, were led into captivity because they went whoring after other gods. And we could see a lot of this going on today in our society where we have what we call the church is whoring after other gods. When I say age of deception, deception comes in many ways, people. You can have deception in your home, deception on your job. We're going to be covering some deception in the church. This is a two-part series. So tonight, we're going to cover some of the basics. But next week, we will delve deeper into end-time deception. Some of the things you need to be on guard for, you need to be on watch for. The enemy is out to destroy, and he's out to deceive. Just like he deceived Eve in the garden, as we say so many times, by cunningness, he's deceiving you right today. If you're not rooted and grounded in the word of God, the enemy can come with the spirit of deception, and he will even confuse. He said, if it wasn't for the very elect's sake, wasn't that in Revelation? So you see, he know, he studied you. He know how to deceive. He's the great deceiver. And we're living in an age of deception. So I want you to tune your ears in. You know, my people. These are people that God has chosen. My people are destroyed. And let's take it to the natural. And I want to say this to a lot of our young men. You know, we live in the city of Atlanta, and we have a lot of, we have a call on the air. And I don't know if you want to say something, but I'll bring him in. 828029, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord. This is Renee, woman of God. I used to get on your show in the daytime. I was pretty much listening in.
Well, hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine. Every time I got the, the thing, I would always miss it. But I thank God I got up here tonight. You doing okay?
I'm doing fine. How are you and your family?
We're doing well.
Good. Well, I'm glad you could tune in. And you know, if you want to come back on the line, you have something to say later on tonight, we'll bring it back in, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Renee. Be blessed. All right.
All right.
But anyway, as I was saying, we live in the city of Atlanta, and lately we've been having a lot of drive-by shootings, gang violence. I want to say this to our young black men. God did not call you to act like that. But the reason you do that is because you're ignorant and you don't really know who you are. Because if you knew who you were, you wouldn't go around terrorizing other people. We had one incident where the man shot the 3-year-old baby in the car You see, this is for my people are destroyed for ignorance. This is why I brought out of the God's word, because I want you to get the true meaning. He didn't say lack of knowledge. I want to say you act ignorant. You run around terrorizing your people. God did not call you to do that. Somebody got to make a stand. We just celebrated Dr. King, the 50 year of his assassination, everything that these people went through, so we can have this civil rights movement, and we have young men out there gangbanging and acting ignorant. I told you I'm going to bring it spiritually, then I'm going to bring it naturally. But this is what the enemy wants to do. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He wants to take everything you have so you will not have identity. This is how he operates. This is why we need to be girded up. We need to be knowledgeable. We need to know. It's good to go to church, but you need to know when you're going to church. And I know for a fact, come on now, black people love to shout. They love to jump. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But are you getting some information how you can live outside of the church, how you can equip yourself to be girded up, how you can put on the whole armor of God to fight the wiles of the enemy? Because as we say, as bishops say, the enemy is not playing with you. He's out for blood. And he will get it by any means necessary. If he have to beat it out of you, if he have to steal your identity, which we're going to be covering some of that too, this is how he operates. So I have another clip I want to play. And I know you're familiar with this clip, but the reason I'm playing this movie clip, because I want you to see how the enemy will try to take your identity. He will beat you down. And even though you say, I'm a child of God, he try to steal your identity. Amen? So I want to play this clip. And it's only about a few minutes, but I want you to get the trueness. This is how the enemy does. He'll beat it out. If he have to beat it out of you, he'll beat it out of you. Amen? So it'll take a few minutes to load, but it's a deep clip. And I know you know the movie clip, but I wanted you to take part and listen. Just listen in.
Take them off. I am off.
Fiddler, he's a runaway. Now, you understand that I cannot countenance that sort of behavior. You understand the word countenance?
Yes. But you told me he was mine, Master. You said when we was bringing him back from...
Yes, sure, to turn into a proper field hand, and since he ran away, he didn't do a very good job. Isn't that a fair deduction? You understand the word deduction?
Yes, sir, Master, I understand.
Mind your tone, Fiddler, mind your tone. Mind it well. I anticipate some adjustments will be forthcoming toward you as a result of all this.
Yes, sir, I just hate to see a prime field hand like that boy all ruined.
Everybody wants to the bar.
It's just that you paid good money for that African guinea man, and you shouldn't...
You're going to see how a bad nigger gets turned good.
You got an investment. Lord God.
You're quite finished, Philip.
Yes, sir, Master. Old Fiddler's finished right enough.
That is correct. Mr. Ames is now in charge of the African. You failed me, Fiddler. And what we'll do about that, we'll discuss at a later time.
Yes.
You to hear, and I know, say, well, why was she playing? Because I want you to see how the enemy tried to take the name of God out of you. he doesn't care. And the ironic thing about it, the one they call master, as he was sitting there and the man pleading on behalf of this young man's life, he's sitting there reading the Bible. The enemy do not care who he used to try to come between God's children. He'll use family. He'll use friends. He'll use employers. All but to take the name of God from you. We need to hold dear to the name of God. Who are you? You are a child of the Most High God. So when you're walking around acting the way some of these African-American men are doing, like I said earlier, or acting like the heathen, God is not getting pleasure in that. He said, I will destroy my people because they are ignorant. You have refused to learn. With all the knowledge, with all the teaching, with all the preaching, with all the praying, intercessory, you, he said, you have refused to learn that he is God. I put you in captivity. I take you out. You go right back to your old ways. God has saved some of us. We be good for a minute. We go right back out in the world. Back and forth, back and forth. This is the enemy trying to steal your identity. He said, you have forgotten the teachings of your God. You have forgotten the teachings that you had received when you was a child, maybe from your grandmother, maybe from your mother, where they would sit around the table and read the Holy Scriptures to you. Now that you've grown, you don't want no part of that. You don't feel it takes all of that. But it do take all of that, because if you don't get rooted and grounded in the Word of God, deception is going to creep up on you. And we're going to be talking about the end time deception, because he said you will be deceived. He said if it wasn't for the very elect, some of you are going to be deceived because you're not spending time in the Word of God. You have adapted the way of the heathen. So if the enemy can come, just like I showed you the clip where he beat the boy's name out of him. See, this is the part we talked about, mind control. See, what society will do is dumb you down first so they can come in and brainwash you. And we see it through the media. We see it in the school system. We see it in the entertainment. How the enemy, look at some of the shows on TV. Some of them is just so ignorant and dumb. You have to wonder, how did this get on TV? It's dumbing down. Dumbing down so they can do mind control. Amen? That's why he said we have to be alert. We have to be sober. He said because your enemy roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If you're asleep, then you're not going to be aware of the enemy and just you're sleeping. The priests are sleeping. They're not sounding the alarm. They're not warning the people of the coming deception that's coming up on the land. They're telling people, eat, drink, and be merry, and get all the money you can of money. But they're not teaching them what is coming up on the land. There's things coming up on the land, saints, and I know people say, well, we've been hearing this, but no, we're going to begin some things that is definitely coming up on the land. Look at all the hurricanes last year, back to back. Now, some people say they were manufactured. I'm not a scientist, I don't know. It was unusual for you to have 4 and 5 hurricanes back to back. They said it had never happened in history. So, see, when the Bible say the earth is reeling and rocking because it's like a woman with labor pains, almost ready to give birth, can you see the signs in the air? Can you see the signs through the airwaves? Every time you turn around, there's violence in the school, shootings in the school, murder, killings. The woman just last week went up there to YouTube. And, you know, this is what I'm saying. Throughout the land. But you don't want to be part of that because you don't want God to say, I will destroy them because they are ignorant. He said they refuse to learn. In other words, some of them, you put the Holy Scriptures in front of them and they won't even read them. They don't want nothing to do with the word. They don't want anything to do with God. They tell you, you know, you're too holy. You're too sanctified. It don't take all of that. But I'm here to tell you, it's going to take all of that and then some, because the devil is the number one identity thief. He wants to steal your title because he know you're a child of God. He know what's branded on you. Child of the Most High God. So if he can steal your identity, that's what he's out to do. Just like he beat it out that boy, that's what he wanted to do to you. And the way he do it, he'll have you go on trying to be partners in the world and then go to church. Part-time lovers with God. You can't do it. It's time to get real with God. Amen? It's time. We're in the age of deception, saints, and it's time. It's time to get right with God. Stop playing. Stop playing church. Stop going to church just sitting there occupying some space. We need to be examples of the Most High God, where the world see us and they look upon us and they say, they're not like us. But you know, it's the other way around. Look like the church is running after the world. We don't bought the world into our home, into our lifestyles, into our marriages. Come on. Age of deception. Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Amen? So I'm going to turn this part of the segment over to Bishop, and he's going to come on and come ask the Lord help.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for what the Evangelist Montgomery just said, and she's absolutely correct. We are in the age of deception, and the enemy will do well. He does what he does through the media, through the world system, through taking the word of God and twisting it. He's an excellent perverter of God's words. That's what he does. And when you think about deception, you think about underhanded dealings. You think of the twisting of the truth. You think of lies. You think of perversions. And that's exactly where we are in this particular age and time. But I want to go into the word a little bit and bring out some things. Because, see, here's the thing. There's only two ways to go. You're either going to go in the way of the Lord, or you're going to go in the way of the enemy or the devil. There's no in between. So some people are deceived to believe that there is a gray area. They're deceived to believe that, well, if you don't bother the devil, he won't bother you. And if you do just good things without accepting the Lord as Savior, then you possibly will make it into the kingdom. See, that's a great deception, because with that deception, when you're believing that, you will miss your eternal life with Christ, because there's no in between. You either accept the Lord God as your Savior, Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you are in the realm of the enemy. That's it. But we're going to get into the Word of God somewhat. I want to go to Deuteronomy 28 and read a few scriptures from there, and then we're going to come right back to the age and time that we're in. Now, Deuteronomy 28 is a familiar scripture, but I want to bring some things out, because this is what the Lord says. And a lot of people don't want to believe this, but it's true, and it has already happened. So since it's happened, we got to believe and trust the Word of God. Deuteronomy 28 and 1, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, this is what God says, your God, to observe carefully all of his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. This is true. This is not a deception. This is the truth of the word of God. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord said he will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. I want to bring out that the Lord, if you notice in the word in Deuteronomy, he's saying, the Lord your God. He's establishing you as his people. This is in the Old Testament. And then he says the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. Did you hear that? A holy people. Say the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. Just as he has sworn to you, you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you or respect you or hold your name on high. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body and the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground and the land of which the Lord swore your fathers to give you. He will open up his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in the season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Now, what I'm getting into, and we are familiar with Deuteronomy 28, but those blessings are conditional, you see. What is the condition? The condition is that you obey the Lord, and you don't fall under the deception of all the other nations that's around you, that you can do other things, that you can stray away from the things of God, that you can deviate from the word of God, and you can do things that God has told you not to do, and you still feel you're going to be blessed. That's a real deception right there. But that is what is going on today. The word of God says, follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. God said he would make us a holy people. He said his people holy. It means set aside for him. Set aside to show the works of the Lord, to bring people to God, not to dilly-dally, and not to flip-flop, and not to be hauled between two opinions. Mm-mm. What did Jeremiah say? As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. That's what he said. That's the believer. That's the Christian or the Christ follower. We are living in an age of deception to the point where many people don't really even know who a real believer is or who a Christian is because of all the different philosophies that many people have accepted. Now, we're talking about the age of deception, so I'm going to get a little more into this. Now, I'm going to read some things that's really happening right now. They're happening right now as I'm speaking. And we have several scriptures that we're going through, but I'm going to just go into some things. Now, in this day and time, Satan is bringing a great deception to the world in the end times. He's deceiving as many people as he can to keep them from Christ's kingdom. That's why we have all these different belief systems in this country, because the enemy is doing everything he can to confuse people and to deceive people away from Jesus Christ. Yes, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is the only way to God. You got to get to the Father through Jesus. Now, this might seem elementary to some, but there's a lot of people that don't even know that. They think there's many ways to God. They're deceived to believe that you can get to God, you can get it to heaven, you can get into the kingdom of God any kind of way. You can get to him through Buddha, you can get to him through Hindu, you can get to him through Islam, all these different religions that really has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, but many people believe the deception that they can get to into the kingdom of God through any kind of religion. But that's not what the word says. Now Revelation 12:17 says the dragon, which is Satan, is wroth with the woman and went to make war with her remnant, the church. Those who keep the commandments of God have the testimony of who? Jesus Christ. So the remnant of this woman is God's end time church, true followers who keep his 10 commandments or just keep the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said that the most important command is to love God with everything you got and then to love your neighbor as yourself. So all that, see, when you, I'll say it like this. When you truly love somebody, you really won't do anything to hurt that person. You won't steal from them. You won't lie from them, on them. You won't beat them.
Enslave.
You won't enslave them. You won't do any of that. Why? Because you have that love that comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You have that agape love. That agape love, which goes past our understanding. It's the kind of love that Jesus Christ had for us, that he loved us so much that he died on the cross. While we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us. While we were yet talking about him and yet blaspheming his name, Jesus Christ still went and died up on the cross for us. Then he rose the third day to seal our salvation. And then after he went back to the Father, then he sent back the Holy Ghost for us, for a paraclete, somebody that's going to be with us and walk by our side, somebody that's going to teach us the great things of Jesus Christ and keep us from being deceived by the enemy. You see? So that's what we're talking about tonight. The age of deception, yeah, it's great today. It's really great. It says, and sin is wrong with the people of God. Because why? Because we are doing what is right in God's eyes. You see, in God's eyes. Not what is right in the world's eye or secularism. We're not deceived by that. Because I say it like this, one of the greatest deceptions in the world right now is that you can do good. You don't have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, but you can do good. You can give money to folks. You can be a great philanthropist. You can feed people. You can clothe people. You can house people. You can do good things, and that is good. That is good, but none of that is going to get you into the kingdom of God. None of that is going to put you in good standings with God except you come through Christ Jesus. That's one of the deceptions right there. Because a lot of people in this country think you can get into the kingdom of God by works alone. That's one of the greatest deceptions. And you can talk to people and they will tell you that, well, I don't wrong. I help folks. I do. And all that's good. But, and I have to say it again, none of that is going to get you into the kingdom of God, because that's not how it works. That's not how it works. We have to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we don't, we will be deceived, because the deception is greater than it has ever been in the history of mankind. It says, what's this going to do? Says preparing an army to fight against God's true church. You hear that? True church. In a way, he's preparing the leaders. He's preparing the leaders of the world to fight against God's people who refuse the beast mark when it's in force. Revelation 13:15, that they will be delivered up to be killed. But what is Satan's greatest weapon in war? Deception. He is the arch deceiver. Mighty. Now, some people might say, well, you know, I don't see none of that going on, but it's happening right now. The enemy is not going to just come out and say, well, I'm the devil, and if you don't serve me, I'm going to cut your head off. No, that's not how he's going to do it. He does it by deception, and he's already doing it now. Why do you think they are? Why do you think they are experimenting with different chips? They're chipping people. They want to put chips in people's. Think about it. They want to put a chip in your hand or in your forehead, and they're doing this. And it's amazing that they say this chip is about the size of a grain of rice. And they have already chipped people, and they're telling people that, well, it's just a system where we can keep track of. Well, you won't get lost, or somebody will always be able to find you, and if something happened to you, the authorities will always be there for you. But the scripture tells us what that is. It says it's the mark of the beast. It's a mark that connects you to a political and religious system that is set up by the enemy. Now, let me go into this a little more. We have about 17 minutes left, so let me go into this a little more. It says, we know that he's a deceiver and he's a mighty foe. He's a mighty foe when you don't have God. I'll say it this way. Because God is all powerful. And when we go into scripture and the Lord God has given all the power to his son, Jesus Christ. And he said that. He said he has all power. And if he has all power, and we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, then we have that power also, because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has given it to us. He said he give us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Nothing shall by any means really tear us away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unless we move away from Christ of our own free will. I have to bring that out. Now, this is the reason. Now, this is the reason why we have to be grounded on the truth of God's word in the scripture, in the Bible. That's the only way we can discern any deception, by knowing the truth and living according to that. Now, it's to the point now where I've heard so many people say, well, look, the Bible, it was just written by men. I mean, it's got flaws in it and all this kind of stuff. Well, that would venture to say that God doesn't have power over his own word. Well, he does have power over his own words. And he used men to write the word of God. He used a man to secure our salvation. Who was that man? It was Jesus Christ. He was fully man and fully God. So that we can throw that argument away. The word of God is true. The word of God is truth. The word of God is real, and we can trust in it. If you don't believe it, just consider what the word of God has said over the years and the prophecies that it has said that was mentioned in the Bible. And every one of those various prophecies has come to pass. Even the fact of these nations being where they are. God said that they would be where they are. hundreds and thousands of years ago, before they were even recognized as nations, God said that they were a nation. This nation, God said that it would be a nation when there was nothing but trees over here and wild animals running around. God said it was going to become a nation, and he said that we would be here, and we're here. So don't be deceived by hearing somebody who's saying that the Bible was just written by men and full of flaws. No, that's not how it is. Because I would say like this, if the devil or men had anything to do with truly writing the word of God, nobody would be saved. Nobody could get saved because it would be written to the likings of men, of what they want, their lust, their desires. It would be just a book that, I mean, it wouldn't lead you to Christ. I say that. It would be all messed up. But anyway, I'm gonna get into some things, some other things here. 15:5-22, take heed lest any man deceive you. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even the elect. All right, we have about 13 minutes left. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. And we want to say we thank everyone who is listening on tonight, all our listeners. We want to thank God for them and be blessed. But anyway, with the type of deception that's coming up on the world, and it's a great deception, and most of the deception out there, it has a spiritual and religious tone to it. When you look at a lot of the programs on television, you'll see that they're dealing in things in reference to witchcraft and Satanism and demonic stuff and perverse things. So they're telling you in so many ways that we want you to follow us and our belief and our particular religion. You don't have to follow after Christ. You don't have to follow after God. You don't have to read your Bible. You don't have to pray. You don't have to keep the commandments of God. Just be like us. And we'll give you everything you want. We'll give you money, houses, land, men, women, whatever you want. If you just do, you know, what the enemy said to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the wilderness. If you just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this stuff. And the thing about it, the enemy can do that. But at what cost? At what deception? Huh? That's what we have to think about. One thing I would like to say and bring out before we go is that the realm of the spirit, okay, the things of God is more real than you hearing my voice right now. It's very deep and it's very real. Because see, one thing about it is we only live for a short period of time, but you're going to spend eternity in one place or the other. It's going to be with the Lord God, or it's going to be with Satan. And that's for eternity. That's for eternity.
Amen.
All right. Let's see.
It's Renee.
Renee, 8029. Renee, is there anything that you wanted to say? I you've been faithful in listening. Is there anything you want to bring out? Amen. So we're going to go back into the Word. So let me give you an example of dangerous spiritual deception that's sweeping through the churches of the world today. Contemplative prayer. So what is contemplative prayer? It is a new age meditation process where you empty your mind of any thought and center your prayer upon saying one word or name, and then keep repeating that word in a bid to connect with God and gain a real spiritual experience. It says stay away from this deception. Contemplative prayer or centering prayer is part of this spiritual formation movement, which is also part of the emergent church movement. Now, the obvious problem with this is that it is not biblical. And Jesus actually warns us about using vain repetitions of prayer, Matthew 6, 7 through 8. So if you do something that is not biblical and are seeking to get a feeling or experience from it, then what's going to happen? You are going to open the door to Satan, and he will gladly give you a feeling and experience to trap you. Now, one thing I want to say in reference to this also is that when you are doing mantras and you open your mind and you clear it of everything, well, something is going to come in and fill that void. And if you're not praying and if you're not seeking the Lord, it's very easy for an evil spirit to occupy your mind. And telling you that, for an example, Christian yoga, it can't be Christian, it's a religion.
Right.
Yoga is a religion, and any Hindu or Indian will tell you it is a religion to open you up to the gods of India or to the gods of the Hindu. No, that's not just an exercise. Believers shouldn't do that because that is part of a religion. You see the deception in that age of deception. The enemy is like a snake. He will sneak up on you, and before you know it, he has bitten you. And when he bites you, he don't bite to wound. He bites to kill. Just like a rattler or a boar or a python or something like that, we want to thank God for 1-2-3-1 coming in. Praise God.
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. We want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We're talking about age of deception, and we were previously talking about these various mantras and clearing your mind and contemplative prayer. That's what we were talking about on the night, about the age of deception. Mm-hmm. Did you have
a thing? One thing that I was thinking about when I was listening to what you were saying about people saying man wrote the Bible, and like you said, if it was up to man writing the Bible, it would be written to their own desires and their own fleshly intentions and things. And while I was listening to it, I thought about that they have written a book like that, a guy named Aleister Crowley. And one of the commandments that he had was do as thou wilt. So in actuality, when a man out of his flesh and his wickedness decides to write a book, it's exactly what you just said. It's going to be totally opposite of the word of God because it's in their flesh. It's in that lustful spirit that it's coming out of.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I was thinking about when you mentioned it.
Amen. And that is so true. Praise God. We thank you, Carla, for bringing that out.
No problem.
Anyway, bless you. Okay. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. Now we're going to get right back into the Word, and we thank the Lord for that input. There's one other thing I want to bring out, and then we're going to be closing it out. We only have about 5 minutes left to go. It says, Jesus warned us that the signs and wonders to come from these false angels of light will be so deceptive that if we do not seek the truth with earnest heart and live according to the truth, we will be deceived. Did you hear that? See, if we don't get close to the Lord, and if we don't know the word of God, the deception is going to be so heavy that you say you will be deceived. Not might, but you will be deceived. So what is that saying? We have to trust and have the word of God deep in our hearts and have a real relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Know who Jesus is, know who the Father is, know who the Holy Ghost is and their functions in their life in these times, or else we will be deceived. And if you're deceived, you're going to miss the kingdom. You're going to miss heaven. You're going to be lost. So these signs and wonders will be so seductive and even will have many elements of truth in them that even the very elect may be deceived. Did you hear that? It say may be deceived. So what is the enemy doing? He's perverting the truth. He's mixing truth with lies. He's doing the same thing that he did in the garden. Mm-hmm. One thing about the enemy, he don't change his tactics.
Mm-hmm.
He don't change his tactics. He just keep doing the same thing over and over again with a different little twist.
Mm-hmm.
He just changed the wrapping on the package a little bit. You know, he'll just move the bowl from the little bowl from the corner to the middle. And then when you get that straight, then you're taking and move it to the other corner. That's what, and then but it's the same thing in the package. It's the same thing in the package. Amen. So we only have about 3 minutes left. We want to thank the Lord for all our listeners.
Yeah, and we're going to conclude this next week. Be sure to tune in because we have part two, End of Deception. We will be going more in detail about how the deception infiltrated the church. You remember back in the age with the insurrection, the Catholic Church, how they persecuted millions and millions of people. We're going to be talking about that, the great deception. And I'm not knocking my Catholic brothers and sisters, but there was a lot of deception that came out of Catholicism. We're going to be talking about deception of lust, deception, pride, vanity, and arrogance. Oh, my God, you see a lot of that in the church. We will be talking about the false doctrine, deception of false doctrine in the church, deception of lying, deception of false dreams, visions, and miracles. See, we're going to be covering a lot of stuff next week, so you don't want to miss it. Join us. Tune in next week. Tell a friend. Join in. This is Real Talk Radio, live, coming to you live every Saturday at 7:30. So we just ask that you guys be blessed. Lord God, we just lift up our listening audience on tonight. Lord God, you know their needs. If they have any needs, Lord God, we ask that you touch them, Lord God. Lord God, we ask right now, I lift my sister Renee up to you, Lord God, my faithful sister. Lord, she is a faithful, bless her, Lord God. Whatever needs she may have, touch her family, her children. Lord God, I just speak a word of blessings over Renee on tonight. And to our other caller, we just lift that call up to you that called in tonight. Bless his family. Lord God, give him peace in his home. Touch his children. Touch everything he put his hands to. God, we just love you. We speak blessings over our listening audience. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory. See you next week.
Amen.